start your day the Torah way, Abuch Dov Khan.
It's a good thing to speak on Sukkos, because sometimes Baalei Darshan are a bit scared that people fall asleep whilst they're speaking, but on Sukkos then you don't have to worry. The Rambam starts off when he wants to explain what the mitzvah of Sukkah is. Ketzat yimitzah say Shiva b'sukkah. Hilchus Sukkah perigvav alochehei. Shiyeh oichu v'shoysa v'dor b'sukkah kol shevas yomim. He should eat and sleep and dwell in the Sukkah 7 days. Bein b'ayoyim, bein b'layla, by day and by night. K'derech shudor b'beisi v'shayim v'sashona. The same way that he dwells in his house the rest of the year. All 7 days you should make your house arai and your sukkah keva. And how do you do that? By bringing in the kelim and nice beds and nice cutlery. The next Rambam halacha, he starts off, you eat and drink and sleep in the sukkah 7 days. And he says it's also to eat a sudah out of the sukkah all 7 days. Unless you're eating arai, then you're allowed to eat out of the sukkah. So the Rambam is repeating himself. He starts off, what's the mitzvah of sukkah? To eat and drink and dwell in the sukkah 7 days. And then the Rambam again in the next halacha starts off and says, you eat and drink and sleep in the sukkah, you do everything in the sukkah. Why is the Rambam repeating himself? Also, the Rambam changes his lashon. In the first Rambam he says, you should eat and drink and daw in the sukkah, you should dwell in the sukkah. And in the second Rambam he brings in sleeping, you should eat and drink and sleep in the sukkah. Why is he changing his lashon? And also, in the second Rambam, he brings in Issa to eat out of the sukkah. The first time, he just says you should dwell in the sukkah, and you should do everything in the sukkah. But only the second time, he says you should eat in the sukkah, and there's an Issa to eat out of the sukkah. Why is he only bringing in the Issa the second time round? So, the Gemara in Kof Ches Amud Beis in Sukkah, where the Rambam is coming from, the Mishnah says, Kol Shivas Yomim Adam Oysa Sukkosi Keva Obisa Arai. The person makes his sukkah keva in his house Arai. And the Gemara brings a brisa that you do that through bringing nice kelim and through eating and sleeping and spending time in the sukkah. How do we know? Because we learn out teishu ken toduru mikan omru kol shivas yomim oisa odom sukkosi keva. Person makes his sukkah keva or beisa arai. So you have to bring in your kelim, make it as if your house. So Rashi says sukkosi keva lio is kol ikka dirosu bo. All your dira, any dira dika thing which you do, any keva dika thing, for example, any keva dika eating, or any kevatika thing, you should be doing in your sukkah all 7 days of sukkahs. The Rambam there in Pirush Mishnayos, when he's explaining the Mishnah, he says, Inyan keva hu ikka v'omud. The Inyan of keva is the ikka part of sukkahs. V'hu shiyale kelo v'anoyim l'sukkah. You should bring your nice kelim into the sukkah, and you should bring your nice beds, and eat there, and sleep there. V'yosim beisoy kamoi beis ashimosh. You should make your house just like a temporary like storage. And your sukkah should be as if your house where you're dwelling now for the next 7 days. So it's mashma for Rambam that the din of sukkahs is, it's not a din that any kevatika thing which I have to do in the sukkah. It's a din on the sukkah itself that I should turn the sukkah into my base dira where I now live for the next 7 days. And everything I do should be done there, like eating, drinking, sleeping, everything should be there. And the sukkah should be used for me as a base dira and a place where I dwell for the next 7 days. With this, you can also understand the lashon of the brisa. The brisa, the lashon is that all 7 days a person should make his sukkah keva and his house arai. Why do you have to make your house arai? There's a din. Any keva dika thing has to be done in the sukkah. Why? Where's the din that I have to turn my house into arai? But for this, you can understand, because there's a din, I have to swap my sukkah, my house of the whole year round, and put it into my sukkah. And if I'm still, and therefore you have to make your house arai, make your sukkah keva, that's part of the din, the same din, that you have to swap your house into your sukkah. The Rishonim Taka bring down a shitta of the Rahag, that if someone's also using his sukkah, if someone's also using his house, at the same time it passels the sukkah. And the Rishonim ask on him, why should it passel my sukkah? Maybe if I'm doing an Avera, if I'm eating in my house, but why should that passel the sukkah? But lefi this, if he's lying like the Rambam, then it's very good, because there's a din that I have to swap my house of the whole year round and put it into my sukkah. So if I'm still leaving a bit of my keva dwelling in my house, then it's not yet passel the sukkah. It's not yet made the din sukkah, and therefore the sukkah will still be passel. With this also you can understand the words of the Machne Ephraim, who says that, the Matter Ephraim, who says that you should, when Nacht comes in of Yom Tov, the sukkah should be open. So l'chora, there's a din on sukkahs that if I do any kavadika thing, it has to be done in the sukkah. If I eat, but when nacht comes in on Yom Tov, I'm still in shul, why should my sukkah be open? I'm not living in the sukkah yet. But if he learns like the Rambam, then it's very good as well, because there's a din that all 7 days, my sukkah has to be my place where I'm dwelling. And therefore, from the first minute of nacht of sukkahs, my sukkah has to be open, and it has to be at least available for me. This is now called where I'm living. But Moshe Shmuel Shapiro is masbir this, and Machlokes will show him later on in the Mishnah. The lashon of the Mishnah is Sukkah Shiva Ketzad. How do you do a sukkah of 7 days? Goma Milechol, even after you finish eating on a Shana Rabba, lo yates a kosoi, you shouldn't take apart the sukkah. Avol Moed is kelim from Minchan afterwards, you'll have to take down the kelim because of the covet of Shmini Atzeres. So Rashi says, because the whole day there's a chuvah to eat, to sleep and learn in the sukkah. And if someone's going to have a sudah, if you're going to want to have a sudah, you're going to have to eat it in the sukkah. Memela, don't take apart your sukkah until the last minute. So Rashi Mashma, it's more just a practical din that you should have your sukkah available to use until the last minute of Nacht. But when the Ran brings down the Mishnah, he says, nearly the Hainu Taima, the reason why you shouldn't take apart your sukkah is, the Kivan to Omar Achmona Basukkah's Teshu Shivas Yomim, because the Torah says you should be dwelling in your sukkah 7 days. Sorech shetehei loy sukkah kol shiva. You should have a sukkah all 7 days. So Avada is posha, you have to keep your sukkah up and running until the last minute of Nacht, of Hashana Rabbah, because there's a din. 7 days, this is where I'm dwelling. Mela has to be up and running until the last minute of Nacht. So Mela, the Fidus, we could say the Rambam holds of both dinim. The Rambam of Avada is also masking to Rashi, but he holds that the Ikka din is that you have to turn your sukkah into your dwelling place now for the next 7 days. And that's why the Rambam starts off, Ketzat yimitzvah say yeshiva b'sukkah. What's the mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah? Shiya oicho v'sheisav ador b'sukkah kol shiva siyom. You should dwell in the sukkah all 7 days. Kederech shu dor b'beisiv v'sham v'shonah. Just like the way that you dwell in your house the rest of the year. That's what you should do on sukkahs in your sukkah. V'chol shiva siyobim. All 7 days you make your sukkah, your house ara and your sukkah keva, because that's the din to swap my house of the whole year round and put it into my sukkah. So that's the ikka din of sukkahs. That's also why the Rambam here brings Ketzad. How do you do that? Through bringing your nice kelim into the sukkah. If you Rashi, the whole reason of bringing nice kelim, there's a din to eat in the sukkah. So there's a way to do it. Noi. Zeh kelim aveo should be done nicely, so you should have your nice choshuva kelim there. But l'fi the Rambam, it's much better. If this is my house now for the next 7 days, so then I have to treat it like my house and have my normal kelim there. So that's the first halacha of the Rambam, that you have to turn your sukkah. And then afterwards, the Rambam in the halacha Vav starts out, says again, now there's a din, certain mitzvahs which you do on sukkahs, which are kevadika things, like achila, Avi means achilas keva and shsias keva, sleeping, then you should do all 7 days on sukkah. That's mitzad the mitzvah itself. Anyway, it has to be done in the sukkah, even without his first din, that you have to turn your sukkah into your dwelling place the next 7 days. But there's a din in the mitzvah achila itself, the achila, that's a din, that the halacha is, you have to eat in the sukkah, because mitzvah achila is something that you do in the sukkah. And that's why the Rambam only brings in the second Rambam, the Issa to eat out of the sukkah, because here he's talking about things which are maisas, which are kevatika things, which you have to do in the sukkah. So he says, you have to do it in the sukkah, and rather there's Issa to do it out of the sukkah. The Rambam in the first halacha, the Rambam's lashon is that when he's talking about turning your sukkah, dar b'sukkah, you should dwell in the sukkah all 7 days, his lashon is, oichel v'shoy sovidah, he brings in eating and drinking. Now, l'chori, it doesn't mean that there's a chiyuv to eat and drink in the sukkah. There's no chiyuv to eat and drink in the sukkah, because we never find anywhere there's chiyuv to eat and drink. I cannot eat in the sukkah the whole 7 days of sukkahs. Besides the first night, I cannot eat in the sukkah as long as I'm just eating arai. There's no chiyuv to eat in the sukkah. Elamai, what the Rambam is saying is that oichel v'shoyse in the sukkah, he's saying that you have to dwell in the sukkah. And one of the ways, there's a few different options how to do that. So you could do it through eating, through sleeping, through learning there, through stop spending time there, the brisa brings, you can learn there. All different ways there are to turn my house now into the place where I dwell for the next 7 days. For such a type of achila, it can even be a kezais. I don't have to eat a keva dika achila, even if I'm just eating a kezais, which is really arai. But for such a type of achila, if I'm doing it in the sukkah, even though I'm not chayav to do it in the sukkah, but lemaisa, if I eat even a kezais in the sukkah, I'm helping towards this first din of turning my sukkah, my house all the way around into the sukkah. So even a kezais, I eat in my house lots of times. So if I eat it in the sukkah, then that's considered turning, you can be yotza with that, the first din. And that's what Rama means. Even achilas which you're not chayav mitzad atzmo. The Briskarov said that the Rambam carries on afterwards and he says, it's mutter to drink water and eat peiros out of the sukkah. But someone who's machmeh on himself and doesn't drink out of the sukkah, even mayim harizah meshubach. So l'chera was pshat. If there's a din to eat keva in the sukkah, and arai, I don't have to eat in the sukkah, so arai, I'm potter from eating the sukkah. Why should I be harizah meshubach if I eat arai in the sukkah? If I'm potter, then I'm potter. Well, what does it help to eat in the sukkah? Oh, but if you this, then it's very good, because avada, the din of the mitzad, the achila itself, I only have to do if it's a keva deka achila. But water, which if I do it, I'm not chayav to do it, but if I do it, it'll help to cool my sukkah, my keva. So it helps for the first ikka din of the Rambam of turning my sukkah into my keva deka place. So avada, if I do it, I raise up my shubach because I'm being yoitza this din even more. I'm turning my sukkah a lot into my keva. Some places can hold that even if you just walk into the sukkah and just stand sit there, you're allowed to make a leishave. So, it's also because of this, because there's no chiyuv to walk into my sukkah. But if I do it, it's helping for the taste of kentadura of the sukkah's keva, and mamela, that's pshat why drinking water. So, we could say the Rambam and Halacha Hey is talking about things which, mitzad themselves, you don't have to do in the sukkah. Achilas arai and shsias arai, I don't have to do in the sukkah. The Rambam's saying, if I do it, it'll help to turn the sukkah into my kevadika place. And that's why the Rambam doesn't bring in sleeping. Because sleeping, it only brings in the second Halacha, which is a maisa, which mitzad itself, anyway has to be done in the sukkah. So, there he's talking about achilas keva and shsias keva and sleeping, which sleeping is always keva. That's the Rambam carries on and says, there's no such thing as a shinas arai. So, the Rambam in the second Halacha is talking about things which are always have to be done in the sukkah anyway, even without his fasting, that you have to turn the sukkah in. Certain things, all 7 days of sukkahs have to be done in the sukkah. Maybe that's why the Rambam only brings in sleeping in the next halacha. The Trumas Hadeshem brings down l'chayra peledika thing that he says, erev sukkahs in the afternoon, a person shouldn't sleep. So that the sleeping first night of sukkahs will be l'tayavon. So, l'chayra is very shver. There's no chiyuv to sleep in the sukkah. If I sleep on sukkahs, I have to do it in the sukkah, but there's no one's telling me to go to sleep in the sukkah. So, if there'd be a din to sleep in the sukkah, then avada, it has to be l'tayavon, zekeli v'anveil, you have to do the mitzvah in the best way. So, you shouldn't sleep before, so that the sleeping, you'll be looking forward to sleep, and you'll be able to sleep in the best way. But, l'chayra, there's no din to sleep in the sukkah. If I sleep, then I need to do it in the sukkah. But if he learns like the Rambam, so you could say that he's learning like the Rambam along the lines of the Rambam, that there's a din that I have to turn my sukkah into my kevadika place. But the Rambam holds it's optional. You can choose however you want to change it. You can eat there, sleep there, drink there, learn there, spend time there. The Trumas Hadeshem holds that the ikkar chiyuv of sukkahs is to sleep there. So it comes out that the ikkar mitzvah of sukkah is to sleep there, because the ikkar chiyuv is to turn my house, my sukkah into my house. And the way to do that is through sleeping. So it comes out, sleeping is the ikka mitzvah of sukkos, and therefore, the avada is going to have to be done l'teyovin, because like any other mitzvah, you should do l'teyovin. There's a Gemara earlier, Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon, if a sukkah is allowed to be 20 amos high. So the Gemara is masbir that the Machlokes is, does the sukkah need to be achilas arai or achilas keva? Is it allowed to be achilas keva? Is it allowed to be a diras keva? Or can it even be a diras arai? So the Chasam Sofer says on this, Eilu ve'elu devar lekim chayim. So what does he mean? So l'chora, the message of sukkah is that it has to be a diras arai, is because it's teaching us that this world is only a diras arai. We should put our focus on the next world and making sure we're going to manage to get into the next world. So, and a person should keep his focus on this world only at Arai Dika focus. So, Avada the Sukkah itself we only do for 7 days because the mitzvah is only 7 days. But Avada also we hold dearest Keva that the Sukkah, the message of Sukkot should be Keva, that we should take it throughout with us the whole year, and that we should keep that focus in mind.